Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some pancakes, celebrate the birthdays of Ted Kohler, Al Piantedosi, and Billy Hill, and play some records for no particular reason. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 9:15 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Harry Barris, Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom, Sammy Fain, Ray Henderson, Jimmy McHugh, James Monaco, Sam Stepp, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973, but not before he produced such memorable standards as Get Happy, Let's Fall in Love, Stormy Weather, I Love a Parade, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Some Sunday Morning, Animal Crackers in My Soup, I'm Shooting High, and these.
When you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Thank you.
something new, a dance to do up here in Harlem Soul. Someone started truckin'. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem Soul. Everybody truckin'. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You'll see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody's trucking.
Tempo in old Manhattan. Everybody is out hi-hatting, spreading rhythm around. Everywhere you go, trumpets blaring, drums and saxophones rip and tearing. Everybody you meet is raring, spreading rhythm around. Up in Harlem, in any flat, they give you that thing, which according to one and all is what they're gonna swing. Those who can't afford silks and satin, dames with gigolos who are Latin, come from Yonkers to Bronx and Staten, spreading rhythm around. Yeah!
From November 29th, 1935, right after he had made King of Burlesque, Fats Waller and his Rhythm and Spreadin' Rhythm Around, written by Ted Kohler and Jimmy McHugh. Before that, it was the Ted Kohler-Rube Bloom collaboration Truckin', introduced in the 26th edition of the Cotton Club Parade. I love Fats Waller's version of Truckin', but we heard Joe Hames and his orchestra and their August 12, 1935 recording with Cliff Weston providing the vocal. We began our tribute to Ted Kohler with Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, written with Harold Arlen. That was Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers from December of 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, July 18th, marked the birth in 1884 in New York City of composer and pianist Alfred Piantedosi. After graduating from the St. James School, Piantedosi began his career as a pianist in nightclubs and resorts before finding work as a staff musician for various music publishers. He toured the United States as accompanist for vaudeville star Anna Chandler, as well as touring Europe and Australia. Piantedosi was a charter member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, better known as ASCAP. His chief collaborators included Al Bryan, Grant Clark, Joe McCarthy, Joe Goodwin, and Edgar Leslie. He retired in 1930 and died in Encino, California on April 8, 1955. His works include Big Chief Dynamite, Where Was Moses When the Lights Went Out, Rusty Can o' Rag, What an Army of Men We'd Have If They Ever Drafted the Girls, I Just Met the Fellow Who Married the Girl That I Was Going to Get, Skiddy Marinkadoo Means I Love You, Pal of My Cradle Days, and These.
Soldiers to the war have gone, who may never return again. 10 million mothers' hearts must break for the one who died in vain. Heads bowed down in sorrow in her lonely year, I heard a mother murmur through her tears. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
And joy, who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy.
That nation's of a race, their future's
robbers. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blighted home? What victory can bring her back all she cares to call her own? Let each mother answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me.
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
And joy, who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy. Let nations of a race their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
And joy, who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy. Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Thank you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Come here, let me tell you something, woman. You done made a big, fat, greasy bum out of me. I gotta tell you this. Listen here. Here it is. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. Yes, you dragged me down until my very soul within me died. No, not my shoe sole, no. You shattered each and every dream. You pulled me from the start, and though it I do, may God bless you. You know I wanted to bless you. That's the curse of an aching heart. The piano has a jam.
I don't know what Al Piantedosi would have thought of that interpretation of his composition, but that was Fats Waller and his rhythm, August 1st, 1936, and an alternate take of The Curse of an Aching Heart. Henry Finck wrote the words, which Fats embellished considerably, as he did in many recordings. Before that, it was the maudlin My Stormy Weather Pal, performed there by Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. Scrappy Lambert provided the vocal on that December 21, 1927 Victor recording. We began our tribute to Al Piantedosi with a hit song in 1915, which was quite controversial, I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, performed there by the Peerless Quartet. The anti-war song was so popular that former President Theodore Roosevelt, who was a proponent of joining in World War I, said it should be accompanied by the tune I Didn't Raise My Girl to Be a Mother. A few weeks ago, listener James in Iowa sent an email to let me know that Archaeophone Records had just released a 2-CD set called Ain't Gonna Settle Down, the pioneering blues of Mary Stafford and Edith Wilson. He went on to say that in the spring of 1962, when he was in second grade at Lincoln Elementary in Dubuque, Iowa, Edith Wilson made an appearance at his school in a special assembly. This segment of the show is going to begin with Edith Wilson and a song she recorded in 1930 called I'll Get Even With You, and at the end I'll let you know why I chose the other songs in the set. Here's Edith Wilson.
Who was that girl I saw you with last night?
I told you once I was through with you.
Through? So you say that it's the end. You don't want to be my friend. You leave the heart you broke for somebody else to mend. You may go your way, but on this you can depend. I'll get even with you if it's the last thing that I do. You've got to learn your lesson and know how it feels to hide a broken heart. I'll get even with you, you'll find. Before I'm through, you'll come to me for sympathy. And I'll treat you like you've treated me. You say you don't like publicity. Well, you've gone too far. It's time that folks were knowing you for what you are. So instead of being blue, I've been the whole night through thinking of things to say and do to hurt you too. So I'll get even with you. And when it comes to getting even, I don't ask a prattling odd, 'cause I can wield a wicked razor, and I'm an expert with a rod, and I'll annihilate a bozo. If he fails to treat me right, man, I'll pour boiling water on you in the middle of the night, 'cause I hang out with hoodoo doctors, and I'm on to all their tricks. I got what it takes to get you in a conjugated fix. If you dare to hit my doggy, I'll decapitate your cat. And that goes for everything, from elephants down to a gnat. You say you don't like publicity. Well, you've gone too far. It's time that folks were knowing you for what you are. Get back at you to hurt you too. So I'll get even with you.
Thank you.
The popular quartet, which originally consisted of first tenor John Beeling, second tenor Billy Murray, baritone Steve Porter, and William F. Hooley, who sang bass, were known as the American Quartet when they recorded for Victor. The name Thomas Edison used for the group when they recorded for him was the Premier Quartet, and we just heard the Premier Quartet in 1921 and Aunt Jemima's Jubilee. By that time, Billy Murray was recording exclusively for Victor, and the Premier Quartet included Porter, tenors Charles Hart and Billy Jones, and bass Harry J. Donaghy. Before the Premier Quartet, we heard the Kansas City Tin Roof Stompers and Aunt Jemima Stomp, recorded in Chicago on March 15, 1929. We began that set with blues singer Edith Wilson and I'll Get Even With You from October 6, 1930. Edith Wilson was one of the stars of early African-American musical theater and toured the world with shows including From Dover Street to Dixie and Chocolate Kiddies. She first started recording for Columbia in 1921 and in the 30s appeared with the orchestras of Cab Calloway, Jimmy Lunsford, Noble Sissel, Lucky Malinder, and others. During World War II, she toured with the USO, appeared in a couple of films, and in the 40s had a regular role on the Amos and Andy radio show as the Kingfish's mother-in-law. So why did Edith Wilson start off a set of songs which included Aunt Jemima's Stomp and Aunt Jemima's Jubilee? Well, the character of Aunt Jemima is based on a minstrel song of the same name and was developed by Chris Rutt and Charles Underwood of the Pearl Milling Company in 1889. The first real person to portray the Aunt Jemima character was Nancy Green, who was hired by R.T. Davis of the Aunt Jemima Manufacturing Company in 1890. In 1914, the company was renamed the Aunt Jemima Mills Company, and in 1926, it was purchased by Quaker Oats. In 1933, Anna Robinson became the second Aunt Jemima, and her painted portrait was put on the product's packaging. The first Aunt Jemima character to appear in television commercials was portrayed by, blues singer Edith Wilson, who made radio, television, and personal appearances as Aunt Jemima for the Quaker Oats Company from 1948 to 1965. And one of those appearances was in spring of 1962 at Lincoln Elementary in Dubuque, Iowa, where our listener James was going to school at the time. James said that at the time he thought it was kind of weird that the school would call a special assembly just for the Pancake Lady. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Welsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1899 in Boston, Massachusetts, of William Joseph Hill, better known as Billy Hill. He studied the violin at the New England Conservatory of Music, but at age 17 left home to travel west, where he worked as a cowboy in Montana, a surveyor in Death Valley, and a prospector. After a time, he returned to music, playing violin and piano in dance halls, and formed his own jazz band in Salt Lake City, Utah. He moved to New York City, where he worked another series of odd jobs and continued to pursue a career in music. His first hit came in 1933 with The Last Roundup. His collaborators included Peter DeRose, Victor Young, and Edward Eliscu, and among his other hits were They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, Wagon Wheels, The Old Man of the Mountain, and Empty Saddles. His biggest hit was probably The Glory of Love, recorded by Benny Goodman in 1936, and later by Peggy Lee, Dean Martin, Tom Rush, Eddie Arnold, Wiz Jones, Otis Redding, The Five Keys, and Bette Midler for the film Beaches. Billy Hill died in Boston on Christmas Eve of 1940. Here are three from the pen of Billy Hill.
Sailing to the harbor where dreams come true.
Thank you. the sun is shining. So honey, don't you cry, we'll find a silver lining. The clouds will soon roll by, I hear a robin singing. Upon a treetop high, to you and me he's singing. The clouds will soon roll by. Each little tear and sorrow only brings you closer to me. Just wait until tomorrow, what a happy day that will be. Down Lover's Lane together, we'll wander you and I. Goodbye to stormy weather, the clouds will soon roll by.
Charles Carlyle with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, June 15th, 1932, and Billy Hill's The Clouds Will Soon Roll By. That was preceded by Don Bester and his orchestra, with Neil Buckley providing the vocal on The Last Roundup from August 28th, 1933. We began our tribute to Billy Hill with Al Boley, backed by Lou Stone and his band, and All Ashore, recorded by Decca in London on November 28th, 1938. It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason is Art Landry and his orchestra.
Thank you. say to yourself, I will be happy, I will be happy today. Say to yourself, I am so happy,
I am so happy, hooray.
Say to yourself, I'm happier, unhappier than ever I've been so far. Then you will all be oh so happy to find how happy you are.
We began this edition of For No Particular Reason with Art Landry and his orchestra and The Camel Walk from November 14th, 1925. Next, it was Sam Brown with Arthur Lolly and his orchestra in 1929 and Me and Mr. Sunshine. Next, it was the Nat Starr Band and Some Good Advice, Say to Yourself, I Will Be Happy, written by R.P. Weston, Burt Lee, and Harris Weston. The vocalist on that October 25, 1932 recording was Les Allen. We finished up with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Crazy Chords from June 2, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.